Well, joining me now is Governor Tim Walz. Governor, one of my favorite times of the year, the fishing opener.
I agree.
Oh, my gosh. And I can't believe this is the 78th annual, correct?
That's right. It's a big deal. While it's the governor's fishing opener, that's just the name. We know it's the unofficial start to summer, and there's, you know, roughly 500,000 Minnesotans will be out tomorrow all across this great state. And I think the biggest thing that we talk about is not only is it part of our cultural DNA, it's a huge part of our economy. $4.5 billion just in fishing and fishing activities alone.
And the ripple effects of that, you know,
huge.
Jobs, hotels, I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
It's one of our biggest industries. Minnesota has a very diverse economy. We're about the fifth most diverse. We've got medical technology, we've got farming, but our outdoor activity is huge in tourism. And I said, being in a historic community, you know, birthplace of Minnesota in Stillwater, to be on the river, to see that incredible lift bridge and, you know, sun's out, I think the opener lets us highlight again how lucky we are, how blessed we are with natural resources, but how we manage them correctly. And I want to give a shout out. I said it was a group of folks led by Ron Sheriff, Babe Winkleman, Dave Osborne, Tom Newstrom, you know, heroes in the fishing and outdoor industry, got together and said, look, we've got aging hatcheries. We've got aging boat docks. We've got new expectations for people of what they want in terms of restrooms and those types of things. We need to invest. Other generations did. So we made historic investments 2 years ago in all those. And the payoff, again, it's the right thing to do for next generation. But in terms of a return on our dollar, it's huge. Boats are bigger. The boat landings looks different. That hatchery, so you guys have probably seen them. I mean, it's held together with baling wire, incredible people. But we need to modernize. We have to, you know, make sure we're protecting the lineage of those fish, make sure we're dealing with invasive species. All of that took an investment. And this was citizens like Ron who just made it happen, and it got passed bipartisanly. So this is an exciting event where there's very little disagreement around what we should do.
And I've traveled, you know, area states and did different fishing, and I'm just so proud of Minnesota and the infrastructure that we have. And like you said, there's more work to be done, I'm guessing, and continuing it and
investing. It's staying up on it. And I know it's hard. It's kind of like replacing the windows in your house. You'd rather get a new car or go on a vacation, but you need to do it. This is one of those things that needed to be done. And look, we know that people who participate in the outdoor activity, Pittman Robertson and things, when we buy a shotgun, we buy shells, the taxes from that go right back into the environment. That North American model of habitat is the most successful in the world. And here in Minnesota, I would argue, especially because of the bipartisan work in that last session, we are probably set up better than anybody else. And that's a good thing. It's for our kids, it's for our grandkids, but it's also, like I said, the economics around this.
Yeah, amazing.
The money that'll be spent this weekend is good. I mean, everything from bait to hotels to, unfortunately, expensive gas, but they'll still spend on it.
You know, and you brought that up. You know, the economy's tough. I'm just going to say it, all around tough. I'm not going to go into specifics, but that's what makes Minnesota unique, is you can take a trip on a tank. There's so much to explore in Minnesota, and not just fishing.
Yeah, that's what I said. The staycation, if you will, or whatever. We're going to go stock trout here 2 miles from where we're sitting right now. And I say this, my daughter's out in Montana. She fly fishes, but she comes back here, and she's like, I had no idea we had this much fly fishing close to home. She learned it out there, came back here. We went down to Hastings last summer and caught fish in the middle of a field. And it's pretty exciting to tell people about that. And, you know, you have to make a commitment to protect it. And I will say this, Minnesotans are asked to vote to raise their own taxes for the heritage, you know, amendments. They do it every time to invest in the outdoors, invest in the arts.
And I know I don't want to keep you. I know you're very busy today, but switching gears a little bit to tomorrow's opener and fishing on a river, your thoughts on that? 60 species of fish in that river.
It's incredible, and I'll be the first to tell you, I do not know how to fish a river. That's why they've got a great guide with me. But I think that's the thing. We talk about our 10,000-plus lakes. We don't talk about the tens of thousands of miles of fishable waterways that are out there. And as I said, the number of species, there's few that can compete with us across the country. I mean, you're probably talking Alaska, you know, and that's true on the numbers of people who buy fishing licenses. So this is it's a celebration of who we are. It's a celebration of, I think, collaborative work to protect that. And then I think after a hard winter, The idea of gathering, you know, in Stillwater on the dock, listen to live music, eat tonight. I would encourage people to come out. Even if you're not involved with this, the most welcoming community is the fishing community. They'll teach you how to do it. They'll tell you all about it. You know that. they'll give you a couple hours worth of instruction. But it's one that a lot of people, if they didn't get into, if their parents didn't get them into it, between the DNR and all these organizations that are out there, you can get into this. Because sometimes it feels a little bit, when you grew up around hunting, you grew up having land that was in your family you could hunt on, you've got folks, especially urban folks, who want to get into this. Our kids want to get into it. There's so many folks out there saying, good, come on out. And I'm going to say this, we saw an increase in youth fishing licenses go up again. And I'm just... You know,
excited.
I'm a big proponent. Get off the phone a little bit. Go touch the grass. Go touch
play
the lake.
Dirt,
play in the dirt.
The seaweed, all that fun stuff.
Pick up fish.
Governor, your fishing record on openers. I know
it's mixed. It's mixed. That's generously saying it's mixed. It's not great.
Okay.
No, you're fair to say that. I always counter with, I always get a pheasant. So that's my thing.
You always say that.
I know I have to because it's how I cover for not being very good at fishing. So.
Well, your host, we talked to Evan, your boat host for tomorrow, and he told me that he's pretty excited because fishing walleye opened up last weekend here in Stillwater, so he's been out scoping.
I appreciate his optimism, but he has not had me on the line, so I really appreciate him. This puts a lot of pressure on the guides. One year I was like, it's okay if we don't catch anything, and the guide said, this isn't about you. It's about me, my reputation.
And one more thing. I've got another tip for you for fish talks, Tails.
Oh, yeah.
The governor here, or not the governor, the mayor of Stillwater, he grew up here.
I know.
He's never caught a fish in the river.
Yeah. So I think...
I think you could beat him.
I think Ted and I are in the same... I don't know. It's like we're kind of at the bottom of the chart here to see who gets one. But I'll tell you what, though... The mayor's upside is running one of the best cities in the country, being a destination. And I would just encourage, you know, I'm encouraging people across the country. You saw Minnesotans are tough, kind people. Get out here when it's not kind of a crisis and come out here now and see what we've got to offer. I think you'll be surprised.
And Governor, I know I have really fast. I hate asking this question. You know what I'm going to ask next week. We're in the final push.
Yeah, I feel good about it. Yes, and I will just tell you this for Minnesotans. The collegiality and the decency to one another is as good as I've ever seen it. And I will say that's Leader Damus, Stevenson, Murphy, Johnson. The leadership's in there, but the members are in there. So it's tough. It's not a budget year. We're in good financial shape, but there's things that need to be done. We need to comply with some federal laws on HR1 around Medicaid. We need to figure out something with HCMC, that really important critical trauma center hospital.
What about bonding?
I think we need to do a bonding bill. We've done historic ones. I think it makes sense. Again, I would argue this case, it's only going to be more expensive next year, and you're still going to need to repair that bridge. And so I think we need to get it done. We've been pretty successful in that. That one takes, you know, it takes a supermajority, so we got to have great collaboration. I don't think there's a lot of really difficult things. I would say right now, just to be candid, I am concerned over the horizon economy-wise. We have a $4 billion surplus the next 2 years. We have a $500 million then 2 years after that. Our bills are all paid. We're one of only a dozen states that are AAA bond rated. I think we have to be very, very cautious. In spending. Bonding is a different story. That is money return. There's things I would like to do, but we just can't do them this year. And that's okay, because if we're doing the things of feeding our kids, educating our kids, safety in our communities, funding, you know, those things, that's where we should be focused. And we can tackle more next year in a budget year.
All right. Well, Governor Walz, thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, thanks for being out here.